Now, if you think VHS is a long gone technology, you're right. No. Think again. Andy Johnson from Liverpool is the proud owner of the only surviving VHS store in the UK. And he joins me now. How are you doing, Andy?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
I'll bring it back tomorrow.
Please do. There's scores of people waiting for that Terminator 2 that you've got.
Yeah. How did you come to open a VHS store, Andy?
Well, you know, it's always been a long-held dream of mine. It was my favourite job when I was a teenager, working in a video shop. And, you know, getting all the people coming in and turning me on to all these amazing films.
Yeah.
And so it was about 3 years ago now, and we opened up a small kind of studio facility. And it just seemed like the right way to get film fans, independent filmmakers to come in. And it was supposed to be a bit of a conversation point, but it's taken on a life of its own.
Aha. Uh-huh. So it was sort of like a honey trap of sorts. You were trying to lure people in, and now it's bigger than probably the other thing, is it?
Yeah, I hadn't really thought of it as a honey trap, but yeah, it's a very good way of putting it. And it's really taken over my life in a short space of time.
Okay, because you know, when you think about it in a very cold, callous way, VHS is far inferior to what we have available to us now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, people said the same thing about vinyl, didn't they?
Yes.
That was dead in the water, and people didn't like it. And there was all the cracks and the pops and the hisses that people didn't like. And then slowly but surely, people lost that physical connection. That's what they feel like they missed out on, was that connection, the box, the artwork. And what I always say is why I kept my videos is because they're the first edition of your favourite films or TV shows, which is why I think they deserve to be preserved, you know.
How many have you got?
Well, now we've got more than 30,000 tapes, which I think makes us the largest public-facing collection in Europe.
Because you're a recent addition.
Yeah, we just picked up 20,000 tapes in Dundee from a lovely old boy up there who'd been collecting them for years and years.
So he hadn't got a business; he was just a collector.
Yeah, they were just in three wooden shed lockups. And the funny thing is, I was dealing with his nephew mostly, and he just said that they didn't even know that he had this many tapes locked up. And they wanted to convert one of these sheds into like a workshop.
Right.
And he said, well, we might need to move. There's a few videos in there you might need to move. and that's how they found out about it, and they had to move them.
Have you gone through all 20,000?
No. I mean, it's going to be something I'm going to be, you know, discovering things for the next few months.
Yeah.
It's always the way, you know. I've only just scratched the surface at the moment. There's some amazing stuff in there.
A thing that I didn't know is that some movies aren't available digitally. They're only available on VHS.
That's right. I mean, there's a lot of, like you say, particularly old TV shows or horror films in particular that people are after that were made by independent filmmakers, and they probably just didn't have the money or thought it was worth converting onto digital or putting onto a digital platform. And there's quite a lot of stuff that you can't find on streaming services these days that you can only get on tape.
Okay. What's the deal? How much does it cost to rent VHS from you?
Well, we like to keep our prices locked firmly in the 90s. So you get a tape for £1.50 a week.
Right.
You get it from like a Friday to Friday or a Saturday to Saturday. And we don't have any late fees.
Okay, no late fees. And can I rent a VHS recorder from you?
Right. We have quite a lot of people coming in wanting to watch their old home movies on VHS. They haven't got a player anymore, so they want to see what's on this tape. That's one of the main reasons people rent the VCRs from us.
Aha. And how difficult it is, because if people are constantly, like those people, they have these VHSs, they're curious as to what's on it, have an inkling that it might be, you know, a family get-together or whatever. How easy is it to transfer that to some digital format?
Yeah, well, it's quite easy, you know, right? These days you can just pick up a wire from a well-known online retailer, and it's just a matter of playing it through. But we get quite a lot of, you know, calls from people asking us to do that as well.
Okay. What's the most popular? What's the one that's out most?
I think we find that during recent times, there's been quite a lot of call for like action films, Charlie Bronson, that kind of thing, and then comedies, things that make people happy. 80s comedies are quite popular. We did something called the Nostalgia SOS Pack during the lockdown over here, which meant people could rent 10 tapes featuring their favourite actors or shows and a VCR.
Yeah, I'm sure you're well aware of the history of Netflix. So this is, this. So what will happen now is you'll start posting out those VHSs and then you'll think, oh, well, maybe we can do it digitally. And then before you know it.
We do get a lot of, we get a lot of calls from, and queries from people saying, can you post me, you know, can I rent them via postage? Of course, that's what, like you say, that was the start of Netflix, wasn't it? The VHS tapes were too expensive. And so when DVDs came out, they were loving that. And that's how it started.
You have Irish connections.
I do. I want to say a big hello to the Mannix clan down in County Cork. And up in Northern Ireland, the McConvilles in Newry.
Right. Is it three grandparents are three, Irish, are they?
Yeah. Right. Three grandparents are Irish, yeah.
Right. I have a few VHSs at home. My mum was clearing out, you know. So I'll be in touch off air. So you might do me a favour and transfer them. Do you transfer them usually to DVDs now, or is it straight to a memory stick?
Straight to a memory stick is what most people want, isn't it? It's easier to store.
Yeah, sure. DVDs are old hat as well, aren't they?
That's right. Okay. I mean, you know, everything comes back around eventually.
Last thing, Andy Johnson from Liverpool, who owns the biggest collection of VHSs in Europe. You probably want more, so give us your email address if anybody wants to offload them on you. Go on.
Yeah, well, you can search for Video Odyssey on YouTube or Instagram is probably the best way to get in touch with us.
Okay. Thanks, Andy. And as I say, I'll get it back to you tomorrow, okay?
Lovely speaking with you, Ray.
See you, Andy.
Pleasure.
Right, see you. Bye. You too. Bye. That's Andy Johnson there. That's it from us. Cormac O'Hara is on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.
It's the Ray Dasha Show on RTE Radio 1. Have a great summer.